We provide parenting information, books, learning games, all sorts of things that are going to help parents play with their kids, talk to their kids, read with them, and interact with them in such a way that's really going to stimulate their growth and their readiness for learning. The Bright by Text system is a new program that we're offering parents and caregivers around the state. Grandmas, grandpas are also welcome. And parents and caregivers just text the word BRIGHT to 444-999, and you sign up for weekly education text messages that are targeted actually to the age of your child. So when you text the word BRIGHT to 444-999, we will opt you into the texting system and we'll ask you to send us the age of your child in months. And with that information, we'll be able to target the messages so that you get right on your phone just quick, easy tips that'll remind you of little games that you can play with your child to really make sure that they're exploring the world and that those synapses are firing and that those connections are being made and that they're ready for school.
And the common thread is that we all agree that parents and caregivers are every child's first and best teachers. And if we can use the best research to provide them with tools that lead to improved literacy and school readiness, not only the children, but all society will greatly benefit.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned that 85% of brain growth occurs in the first 3 years of life, which is really remarkable, but it's true. And that brain architecture really relies on responsive, loving relationships with adult caregivers. So the people with whom a child, when between the ages of 0 and 3, the people with whom that child spends their time really have an incredible amount of influence over that child's learning and their future. So for better or for worse, where a child is and who they're with between the ages of 0 and 3 really impacts the rest of their life. And I think that, you know, something that is important for us to keep in mind that, you know, when we're giving to organizations, when we're, supporting initiatives, we want to know that there's going to be a return on our investment. We want to know that there's an impact for our donation, that we are giving to something worthy. And I think it's important to remember that every dollar spent on early learning programs brings a return to our society of between $4 and $9. And mm-hmm. that's cost savings on much more costly interventions like healthcare for chronic diseases, incarceration, welfare, whatever it may be. But economists have shown that in no uncertain terms, that this is the best ROI investing in early childhood.
And with social media the way it is, and pretty much most of society has a smartphone or a way to connect, a way to text, this is useful information and it's readily available. And one of the things I liked about the last text I received was about teaching your child about how to associate animal noises with the animal and whatnot. And then you had some great links to other subjects as far as just some different subjects pertaining to that, but also a book, a good book to read that would, you know, be reinforcing this object and what it is. And I just found the links very useful on the text.
Definitely. Each of the texts links to a landing page, and the landing page has lots more information mm-hmm. about why this is important, what it teaches your child, and also links to additional related information. And in the coming months, we're really going to try to build out those landing pages with short videos so that parents can see the behavior being modeled for them in a video and add some local resources to that page. So, you know, the system will be better tomorrow than it is today, but it's in great shape now, and we're really excited about the potential to reach many, many people. As you say, 90% of the people we serve 20,000 people across the state every year, and 90% of them have mobile phones that reach the internet.
I remember 9 as if it were yesterday. I can hear my friends outside of my window say, can you come?